Chapter 8. Captain Wentworth writes a letter. Anne went home. When she arrived in Camden Place, Elizabeth said,
"I've invited William Elliot here this evening because he's leaving town early tomorrow morning to visit friends. He'll be away for 2 days."
Oh no, thought Anne. She did not want to see William Elliot again. When he arrived that evening, she was polite to him, but not very friendly. The next morning, Anne planned to visit Lady Russell.
"I have to tell her about William Elliot," she thought. "She's going to be upset. She likes him very much, but she was wrong about him. She shouldn't trust him."
Anne was ready to go out when Charles and Mary Musgrove arrived at Camden Place. Everybody was very happy and surprised to see them.
"My mother is visiting some old friends in Bath," explained Charles. "She wanted Mary and me to come with her. Henrietta is here too, and also Captain Harville. He has something to do in Bath. We're all staying at the White Hart Hotel. Please come to the hotel with us, Anne, and say hello to Mother and Henrietta."
"Of course," said Anne.
"I can visit Lady Russell later," she thought. Anne walked to the White Hart Hotel with Charles and Mary. Mrs. Musgrove and Henrietta were very happy to see her. Then Captain Harville arrived with Captain Wentworth. Mary was standing by the window looking out. Suddenly she said,
"There's Mrs. Clay across the street. She's talking to a gentleman. Oh, it's William Elliot."
"But he left town early this morning," said Anne.
"I'm telling you, it's William Elliot," said Mary. "Come and look."
When Anne looked out of the window, she was very surprised. Mary was right. It was William Elliot. He and Mrs. Clay were talking together.
"That's very strange," thought Anne. "Why is William Elliot still in town? And what are he and Mrs. Clay talking about? I don't trust them."
Just then, Sir Walter and Elizabeth arrived at the White Hart Hotel.
"We've come to invite you all to a party at our house tomorrow evening," said Elizabeth.
"Yes," said Sir Walter. "Some very important people will be there."
Elizabeth gave everyone a card for the party. She even gave a card to Captain Wentworth.
"So Elizabeth has decided to be friendly to Frederick," thought Anne. "That's good. But maybe he doesn't want to come to the party."
When Anne arrived back at Camden Place, she went to find Mrs. Clay.
"I saw you talking to William Elliot," she said. "I was very surprised. I thought that he was leaving town early today."
Mrs. Clay looked embarrassed, but then she said,
"Yes, I met Mr. Elliot in the street. I was very surprised to see him too."
The next day, Anne went back to the White Hart Hotel. Mary and Henrietta were out, but Mrs. Croft was there visiting Mrs. Musgrove. Captain Harville and Captain Wentworth were also there. Suddenly, Captain Wentworth said,
"I must write a letter to Benwick."
He sat down at a desk and began to write. Captain Harville was sitting by the window.
He smiled at Anne, and she went and sat next to him.
"I'm happy that Bennick is getting married," said Captain Harville. "But I'm also sorry about my dear sister Fanny. She died only a few months ago. He's forgotten her very quickly."
"Maybe men and women have different feelings," said Anne. "Maybe men forget women more easily. But women feel things for a longer time than men. When a woman really loves a man, she will never forget him." Suddenly, Captain Wentworth dropped his pen on the floor.
"Have you finished your letter?" asked Captain Harville.
"I just need 5 more minutes, replied Captain Wentworth. He started writing again.
After a few minutes, he said,
"All right, Harville, I'm ready. Let's go now."
Captain Harville said goodbye very politely to Anne. But Captain Wentworth left the room quickly, without looking at her or speaking to her. Anne went to the desk. Then the door opened again, and Captain Wentworth came back.
"I'm sorry. I forgot my pen," he said.
He walked to the desk. Then he quietly took out a letter and put it in front of Anne. She read her name on it, Miss Anne Elliot. Anne was very surprised, but when she looked up, Captain Wentworth was not there. She took the letter and opened it.
"I was listening to your conversation with Captain Harville, and I must tell you my feelings. When a man really loves a woman, he will never forget her. For 8 years, I have loved only you. I came to Bath just to find you. Please tell me that I am not too late. F.W."
When Anne read the letter, her face became red. She felt confused, but also full of hope. "This is wonderful," she thought. "Frederick still loves me. I must find him quickly and tell him that I still love him too."
"Are you all right, Anne?" asked Mrs. Musgrove. "You don't look very well."
"I'm fine, thank you," replied Anne. "But I must go home now. I have a lot of things to do before the party this evening."
Just then, Charles, Mary, and Henrietta came in.
"Charles," said Mrs. Musgrove, "please take Anne home."
"Oh, no," thought Anne. "If Charles comes with me, I won't be able to find Frederick quickly." But when Charles and Anne went outside, they met Captain Wentworth in the street.
"Are you going past Anne's house?" asked Charles. "Can you take her home? I have to go and buy some things."
"Of course," replied Captain Wentworth.
Charles left, and Anne and Captain Wentworth were alone together. Just a few words were enough for Anne to tell Frederick that it was not too late. She still loved him as much as he loved her. Neither of them could be happier. Nothing could come between them now. They walked together for a long time, talking happily of their love. After 8 years, each of them had so many things to say.
"I was sure that you didn't love me anymore," said Anne. "I thought that you were in love with Louisa Musgrove. I didn't blame you, but I'm so happy that I was wrong."
"I've only ever loved you," said Frederick. "When I saw you with William Elliot, I was very jealous."
They planned to get married as soon as possible, and this time There were no problems. Captain Wentworth was rich now, so Sir Walter approved of him. Lady Russell really loved Anne very much, and she wanted her to be happy. So she decided to be friendly to Captain Wentworth. Anne's other friend, Mrs. Smith, became good friends with Captain Wentworth too, and he helped her to get back some of her husband's money. William Elliot left Bath and went back to London. A few days later, Mrs. Clay followed him there. Everybody was shocked that William Elliot and Mrs. Clay had a secret relationship. But when Mrs. Clay met William, she stopped being interested in Sir Walter. She had a new plan now, to marry his heir. She still hoped to be Lady Elliot of Kellynch Hall one day. 8 years earlier, when Anne was only a young girl, Lady Russell was able to persuade her to end her relationship with Captain Wentworth. The next years were very sad and difficult for Anne. She thought that she could never really be happy again. But in those years, she changed a lot. She never stopped loving Captain Wentworth, but she also became a much stronger person. When she married him, she was the happiest woman in the world. Penguin Readers. Persuasion. Jane Austen. Level 3. Retold by Anne Collins. Illustrated by Rachel Sanson. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Jenny Bryce. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2023.